This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Millions of Americans across the nation are wrestling with that snow and fierce cold. More than 30 people have died in this winter's storm, and that number's expected to go up. Things got so bad in Buffalo, New York, the county executive, Mark Poloncarz, said,
"There was a period, hours straight, in which we could not send out emergency service crews. We could not send out Department of Public Works crews because it was too dangerous."
Buffalo got feet of snow and several people died there. Governor Kathy Hochul says this storm will go down in history.
"All of us think in historic and epic terms, but this one is for the ages."
Governor Hochul there. The storm knocked out power in communities from Maine to Seattle. The extreme weather stretched from near Canada to the border with Mexico. And as the temperatures plummeted in Washington, D.C., more buses from Texas arrived over the weekend carrying migrants. The AP's Shelley Adler.
Local organizers in Washington say three buses of recent migrant families arrived from Texas near the home of Vice President Kamala Harris on a very cold Christmas Eve. Texas authorities have not confirmed their involvement, but the bus drop-offs are in line with previous actions, calling attention to the Biden administration's immigration policies. With temperatures hovering around 15 degrees, organizers had buses ready to take the migrants to a church where they stayed overnight. Most of the arrivals were headed to other destinations and expected to remain in Washington only briefly. I'm Shelley Adler.
Russia says three servicemen have been killed this morning after Russia shot down a Ukrainian drone approaching an airbase deep inside Russia. The airbase is home to bombers that have been involved in launching strikes on Ukraine. This is AP News. And now to China. Scientists are worried about COVID.
Scientists are concerned that the rapid spread of COVID-19 throughout China may lead to a new variant. Swamped emergency wards have become a common sight throughout China ever since the government loosened restrictions on COVID-19. In a hospital in Beigu, emergency doctor Sun Yana tells the AP that the situation is out of control. "Work in the emergency department is non-stop. Every day we're busy from start to finish. There's no break." Scientists believe the uncontrolled outbreak has the potential to unleash a new variant. In a country of 1.4 billion people where there is low immunity, China could be a fertile breeding ground for a new variant to emerge. Although its vaccination rate is high, many were vaccinated over a year ago, with domestic vaccines which have proven less effective against COVID than the Western RNA versions. I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.